fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the John Moore Show. This is Kirk Finney in North Carolina with Water Revolution. John has asked me to stand in as host today. We've got a very exciting lineup. We've got open lines for the first hour. And then for hour 2 and hour 3, we've got the famous internationally known Dr. Len Horowitz is going to be with us. So we've got open lines. Feel free to call in. Let me get that call-in phone number for you. It is area code 512-248-8252. Again, the call-in number for anybody wishing to speak with us is 512-248-8252. Well, we like to start every show in the morning with the Pledge of Allegiance. Yes, that's something that we still do here on the John Moore Radio Show. So if everybody would stand at attention, I guess if you're a soldier like me, hand over the heart. Gentlemen, please remove your hats. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Well, that's great. Listen, we wish John and his wife safe travels today as they attend an event and get set up out in Dallas. That's exciting. I'm sure we'll hear more about that either tomorrow or Monday. And, I've been working with John now for about 2.5 years, I think, every Thursday. And one of the things that we like to do is just kind of go through the news a little bit and talk about some of the events that are happening out there. And one of the biggest events coming up here real soon is this second national eclipse, which is going to happen on Monday in certain parts of the country. I have a special guest that's going to speak to us. We're going to announce her in just a little bit. She's going to talk about some of the tie-ins between this coming event and tying it back to some of the verses in the Bible and some of the proclamations in the Bible. And a lot of that was stuff that I was unaware of. You know, I've been looking at articles, you know, online, as many of us have for the last few weeks about this coming eclipse and, you know, the various towns that are all named the same that it passes over and the correlation between this one and the one that happened several years back. And we've seen also in the news, a lot of the governments are getting set up for some kind of emergency event. I mean, it's very strange because normally, you know, those events are not typically associated with eclipses. You know, we don't know whether it's to instill fear or whether it's actually going to, you know, back up some of what we learn from the Bible. So it's going to be very, very interesting. And I think you're going to enjoy hearing from Annette when we bring her on. So let's talk about gold prices, because I think that's, you know, pretty apropos right now. We've seen the metals rise just over the last couple of days. Gold, I know, is approaching its high almost of $2,300. That's the spot price. Of course, the coins are worth a lot more. And then the silver price is hitting $27, it looks like, today. Very, very exciting for anybody that's been accumulating that over time. And of course, although the metals prices are raising, it really is a reflection of the value of the U.S. dollar, which is shrinking. So the nice thing about investing in precious metals is that you're able to hold your value a little bit steadier than you would with typical currency. So it's a very big deal. And, you know, I'm excited for the people that have taken advantage of that. And many more people are becoming more and more interested. Also in the news, obviously, was the accident that occurred with the Francis Scott Key Bridge last week. And I'll tell you, you know, like many of us on the line, I've looked at and seen many, many of the, you know, video clips that were, you know, the one big one that was taken, and tons and tons of commentary on various shows. And, you know, there are no experts coming out and saying definitively that this was a caused or planned accident. But I got to believe in my heart of hearts that somehow it was. You know, I just can't imagine a ship like that, you know, being pioneered by competent people that would smack right into that, you know, main structural pier in the middle of the bridge and cause the damage that it did. So we'll see as time goes on. But one thing for certain, it is absolutely over time and distance going to disrupt traffic coming out of Baltimore, and I'm sure for a time cause havoc there in the bay, you know, and in the port there in Baltimore, which is a main point. And, you know, some of the conversations I heard this week, it talked about how the fuel, you know, was going to be affected because there's fuel transport that comes down and often goes across that bridge, and that's going to have to go around and be unable to do that. So it's pretty interesting. A lot happening in the news, a lot to take advantage of. And I just think that, you know, we always talk about the prepper's tip of the day. I know John always does that. I'm going to go back to my standard, you know, mantra, which I always preach, is that you want to make sure and have at least minimum several months of food on hand. And you want to have a storage or access to good, clean, healthy water. Those are the two main things in my book. And then, of course, after that, for those that are skilled, you know, you want to have defense apparatus and, you know, maybe some closed circuit monitoring on your property. Everything you can do to ensure that you remain safe during whatever trouble may come. I just think so many things are converging. You've got the economy. You've got the medical issues. Now we have this eclipse, you know, hitting on Monday and anything that might be associated with that. So it's pretty interesting. So why don't I take a moment now and just introduce our guest caller. So Annette Glenn hails from the great state of Nebraska. Her and her husband, Steve, and Kathy and I have been friends for a long, long time. We've worked in several independent businesses together. We met through an energy doctor that we were both affiliated with, Annette, a lot longer than I have. And, you know, she wrote to me the other day about some tie-in between this upcoming great eclipse and what she feels the tie-ins are with the Bible. And obviously, I mean, we don't profess, you know, necessarily one religion here on the channel. I think there's great people and bad people in all religions. That's my feeling anyway. But, you know, we believe that we're onto something with this. So I'd like to turn it over, if I could, and introduce the lovely Mrs. Annette Glenn. Annette, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Kurt?
I'm doing great. Boy, you sound terrific.
Oh, good. Well, I'll tell you what. Life is good in Nebraska. We really love it here. And, you know, this eclipse thing, a lot of people are thinking, wow, this is just so cool. And Steve and I, during the first eclipse, because this is the second big eclipse that crosses the whole United States. The first one was in 2017, 7 years ago. And here it went right over us here in Nebraska, so we were able to see the total darkness and the total eclipse. It was really profound, actually. And for anybody who's going to be watching this one, there's one really neat thing that we noticed during the eclipse. The leaves on the trees all portrayed the eclipse as it was happening. So as the leaves or the shadows of the leaves on the ground and on you and on your chair, it shows the eclipse. So look for that, because that is an anomaly that happens during a total eclipse that really we didn't expect. It was really something to see. So it is a big deal. Solar eclipses throughout history have always been thought of as a portend of something big coming. And a lot of people really feel that something's around the corner, not sure exactly what it is, but something's up. So a lot of people may not realize that this solar eclipse in particular is really a special one. It will never happen again. It is very rare, and it has never happened before, because with this eclipse, all of our planets are aligned with the sun and the moon. Looking east over Jerusalem, it appears that they will be in a straight line. That is extremely rare. And then you add to that there's a comet, which is called the Devil's Comet, is coming in, and that will be able to be seen also during this eclipse as the sun as the sun is darkened. You'll see the green smudge of this green comet that's coming in.
Wow.
It's big. It's something that's never happened before. I know I was listening to a lady, and she had one of those Alexis things, which I don't have, but she asked it, so what is the probability of four planets coming together, which today's the fourth, I believe, is it? Yes. So today, four of the planets are lining up, and they're in a perfect line right now, because all of these planets for months have been coming together for this apex on the 8th. Excuse me. And today she asked, okay, what's the, how often does that happen? And it was like, I don't know, it was a pretty big number. But when she asked, okay, what about all the planets with the sun and the moon? And it said, 1 in 18 million years.
Oh, that's a pretty slight chance.
My goodness, that is like off the charts. It's
sure
absolutely
is.
Off the charts. But what does it mean? Okay, so 7 years ago in 2017, we had the first Great American Eclipse. That eclipse, when it came in Oregon, it crossed seven towns in the United States called Salem. Well, that's kind of strange, okay? Salem, those towns were named after Jerusalem, which means peace. Who's the Prince of Peace? Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, this second one that is coming through, it comes in at Eagles Pass, that's ground zero for the immigration crisis. It comes in at Eagles Pass, and it will go through the first town, major town, is Jonah. And then it goes through seven towns. Only three of them are under the direct complete eclipse, but all of them get like 90% of the eclipse. And of these towns called Jonah. There's one town Jonah and then seven towns called Nineveh, which is really interesting because God sent Jonah in the Bible to Nineveh to warn them that if they didn't repent and turn from their sin and their wicked ways, that God was going to overturn their country and overturn their city, that it would be destroyed in 40 days if they didn't turn. Well, Jonah said, nah, I don't think I'm going to do that. And he ran away from God. And as we do sometimes, so he runs away from God, he gets on a ship, this terrible storm comes up, and in the storm, it was so bad. Jonah's in the belly of the ship, sleeping, of all things, but it's like the whole ship was being torn apart, so the captain and all the crew drew lots to see, okay, why is this happening to us? And the lot drew that it's because of Jonah, so they went and woke him up, and they said, what'd you do that's causing this? And he goes, well, I'm running from God. And they were like, you can't do that. And he said, well, throw me over. And they threw him over because Jonah said, well, then the storm will stop and you'll be saved, which did happen. So he gets swallowed by this big fish, whether it's a whale or whatever. I don't know. Everybody says it's a whale. And he was in that belly of that whale for 3 days and three nights. And he called out to God and he said, you know, I'll do what you tell me to do. So the whale comes and spits him out on the beach at Nineveh, of all places. Now, Nineveh was a wicked city. It was, in Genesis, it says that it was built by Nimrod. If anybody knows who he is, he's a pretty bad person. He started the first big cities. They believed one of the gods that they worshipped was the fish god. So when Jonah gets out of the whale, they spits him out. He doesn't have any hair because of the acid in the fish. He's totally white, and they go, oh my goodness, this is a sign. We need to listen to what this guy says. So he starts preaching, you need to turn from your ways, your wicked ways, and turn to God, or in 40 days you will receive judgment and he will overthrow your country. Well, at that time, while he is preaching that, there is, guess what? A big solar eclipse, a total eclipse. And many people think that that was the sign that provoked them to repentance, because then the king of the land, he asked everybody to fast and pray, and all of the Ninevites did that. They fasted, they prayed, they girded themselves, even their animals. They placed their trust in God, and their country was spared, which is really, you know, it's really quite awesome. So here we have this eclipse, which is an X over the United States, and it's going from Jonah to the only seven cities in the United States called Nineveh. There's only seven.
Incredible.
It is incredible.
Absolutely.
And it'll
incredible.
Go through one in Nova Scotia called Nineveh, too. But what's really profound is that Jesus Christ said, well, here's another, there's so many weird points to this. This happens in this celestial event will take place under the constellation Cetus. Guess what that is? That's the whale. I'm sorry, I laugh because God is so perfect when he's speaking to us. He is very clear on his signs, and the stars in the heavens and the constellations, he said, they're for signs and times and seasons. So, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 12 and in Matthew 16 that a wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. So, is this a big sign? I'd say so, yeah. It was a sign. Jonah was in, he said in Matthew 12 that as he was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, that he would be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights, and then God raised him from the dead, which happened. But now we're at the end times. He's coming back, folks. And God just gave us this huge, gigantic, it's so amazing where that X meets and crosses. There's a town of Nineveh, and that is where they, I don't know if you've ever heard about it, but there's called the Ark Encounter, where this fella in Williamston, Kentucky, he made a full-size replica of Noah's Ark. And it's there for you to go see, and so you can see how Noah did all his stuff and everything. And that's in the very center of this.
Incredible.
In Luke, Jesus said that as in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man.
Wow. Yeah, hold on, Annette. Oh, we're going to do a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Thank you. Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes, sir!
All right, awesome. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. So I just want to remind everybody about John the Liberty Man, his tremendous website found at thelibertyman.com. We've got just a ton of information on that website, an entire area devoted just to the COVID tragedy and all the facts surrounding that. Of course, you'll see immediately the banner there for the Energy Cleaner. Tremendous product. I've been using the Energy Cleaner, Kathy and I have, for over 2 years. It's one of the best products I've ever had, and the quality of this and the simplicity of this is just tremendous. And I'll tell you, the mattress pad that comes available with the Energy Cleaner is the finest such device out there on the market. I mean, I've seen grounding pads and other things. Nothing can compare to that mattress pad that John has available with the Energy Cleaner. So check that out. And even though the cold weather is leaving us now in most of the country, think about next year and get that, you know, Gen 2 rocket heater ordered, because that is just a tremendous way to use pellets to heat the house cost effectively. And the great thing about that device is it doesn't generate any smoke. So it's, you know, it's operating and, you know, folks around won't see it so obviously as they would with other wood stoves. And of course, John's private consultations You know, John does more consultations involving, you know, your property and your specifics and tools and things that you can get than anybody else out there. And he's such an expert. I mean, with his military background and all of his associations that he has, he's just a tremendous resource. So I just want to remind everybody, visit thelibertyman.com. Take advantage of the vendors that are listed there. And it's just great. And, of course, the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community is something to check out. And a lot of great YouTube videos on that online is available. So we're still joined by our guest, Annette Glenn from Nebraska. Go ahead, Annette. I know you've got a little more info.
Yeah, just a little bit. There's something that is really interesting is that in 2013, I don't know if they don't talk about it much, but there was another eclipse that started in Oregon and it ended in Corpus Christi, Texas, going through Eagle Pass. I think that's interesting that God, you know, has a lot of things centered in Eagle Pass. The very first eclipse ended where the Civil War began, and Eagle Pass is where the Civil War actually ended. That's what's interesting. Oops, sorry about my dog here. But the thing that's interesting about this is that that forms Alet and Atav over America. These are Paleo-Hebrew letters, and they speak of the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last. And the Aleph, I mean, it is just so profound because it's a mark of Jesus Christ over this country. This country was founded on biblical roots. So in Jeremiah, he said that if any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, or destroyed, like in Nineveh, and if that nation is warned and repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on the disaster that I planned to do. That's pretty profound because that happened in Nineveh and probably one of the greatest revivals in the history of the Bible. So there's this giant X over America. It's being formed by the paths of these two big eclipses. And that X is finally going to be completed on April 8th. I believe that we'll witness on April 8th is a sign and a warning for the entire nation and actually the entire world, because everybody's, it's huge. Everybody feels the effects of a solar eclipse of this magnitude through the magnetism of the planets. So just like the city of Nineveh in the ancient world, we're being given an opportunity to change our direction. And this country needs a change in direction. I think we've talked about that, Kurt.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Are we going to take advantage of that opportunity, or are we going to ignore it? That I don't know. I pray that we don't ignore it, because God has gone to great lengths. I mean, nobody could put all this together except for the creator of the universe. And there's so much more than even that. And when you really start looking in and studying this, it's absolutely profound. This guy, he decided to take, God told him, take the area codes of where it comes in and it goes out and look it up in the Strong's Concordance for the Hebrew and the Greek words. So these first two eclipses came in Lincoln Beach, Oregon, and that area code's 541. In Hebrew, that means aman, turn to the right. It means, that's where we get the word amen, and it means so be it. Is God saying something? At Texas, Eagle Pass, it's area code is 830. In the Greek, that means self-will, doing your own thing and of your own accord. Haven't we done that in this country?
Absolutely. Yeah, hang out, Annette. We'll be back after the break.
Okay.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming. It creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, awesome. So we're back here on the John Moore Show. This is Kirk Finney in North Carolina with Water Revolution. I'm standing in today for John. Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2024. I can't believe how fast this whole year has moved. I mean, it is just incredible. We've got a special guest on still with us. That's Annette Glenn from Nebraska. Glad to have you here, Annette. I know you had a few remarks still to go, and then I want to do a closing segment for you.
You bet. I'm almost finished. I'll tell you what, you're right. Everything's moving so fast because I think time has speeded up, as he said it would. So going through these area codes, the first one is, so be it, turn to the right. And the second one is don't go the self-will way, doing your own thing. And it exited out of Corpus Christi, Texas, which means in Latin, of course, the body of Christ. And that area code is 361, which means it's sinless and without fault. Wasn't that the Lord? I mean, it's really quite profound. So then when you go from there and the place in the very middle where that ark is, that area code is 618, which means the storehouse of God, which was Noah's ark. And then it exits, this one on Monday, exits out of Houlton, Maine, and that's the number, or the area code 207, which means own in Hebrew, which was a city on the border of Goshen. So there's two messages. It's really profound. You can follow the Lord, be in his ark and his storehouse. Let him provide for you in the land of Goshen like he did his people, or destruction, you know, like in Nineveh. He said if they did not turn, that he would overtake their country in 40 days. 40 days from this eclipse is May 18th. I don't know if something's going to happen. I don't know, but I look at the celestial signs, and nobody could put a warning together like this but God.
Well, I tell you, the hairs are definitely standing up on the back of my neck hearing all this information. I don't believe in coincidence. I don't think things just happen.
I think either.
They happen just. And I think we should all take heed. Certainly, these eclipses, you know, have in the past and are now all about warning and repentance, you know, for those of us who believe. So that was just tremendous in that. I really appreciate it. Now, I want to give you a little bit of a plug here. You know, we've been involved, Kathy and I, in home-based marketing businesses for over 30 years. And that's a long time. And I know you and Steve have as well. And, you know, the thing about the home-based business industry is it's really kind of important, you know, to get involved not only with a timely product, but in the right kind of timing, you know, that's happening. And traditionally, when the economy gets tight, when money gets tight, people are more and more interested about how they can earn money from home. And I know that that last week you ran across a company that's actually a distributor of precious metals, and they're doing something a little bit different than everybody else. They've set up kind of a wholesale buying club, sort of like a Sam's or a Costco. You pay a membership fee, and then you have access to lower prices. And right now, you know, they're looking for people that might be interested in becoming, you know, an independent rep. And there's a lot of great opportunities out there, a lot of great products. We own a water company. We'll talk about that hopefully in a little bit. And then also, I want to just point out, Annette, how can people get a hold of you if they're interested in talking further? What is the best method? Is Facebook Messenger a good way to do it?
Facebook Messenger is good. I'm on Facebook, and I follow that quite a bit. That is good. And I'll tell you what, Kurt, people are concerned about the state of our currency in the United States and the world. And, you know, a lot of people have shared with us that they don't know what they're going to do because inflation keeps going up. There's a hedge against inflation, which is silver and gold coins. And that's what this company is about at wholesale prices, or not really wholesale prices. It's the lowest prices that we have found for silver coins. And we are really blessed with this company. You know, it is a hedge. It's against inflation, against this currency that is not doing well at all. And it's nice to have God's money, because he said the gold and silver are his, and they are. You know, it's his currency. It's
absolutely. It's also right. Constitutional money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was thinking about that last night.
Another coincidence, right? So anyway, they would reach you on Facebook Manager. I'm sorry, Facebook Messenger. Annette Glenn, right? It's spelled A-N-N-E-T-T-E, and then Glenn is G-L-E-N-N, two N's.
Yeah.
So thank you, dear, very much for calling in. I know we've got another couple of callers on hold here, Mike. Can we bring Charlie on with Annette still here, or do we have to drop one and pull the other?
Oh, hey, Kurt.
Hey, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for, I hope Annette's still there. I wanted to.
Yeah, I am.
Thank you so much for that wonderful, wonderful lesson and teaching. And I couldn't agree more. I had the hair standing up on the back of my neck too. I mean, tell you,
yeah.
this is profound information, what you're sharing. And I wanted to add a little bit to it, some of my own self-knowledge, okay, about this subject. And I don't know a whole lot about the connection with this event. But what I do know is that there's a connection between eclipses like this and earthquakes in earthquake ready zones.
Did you know that the last time there was two eclipses 7 years apart in the United States, the second one, because this goes right over the New Madrid fault line, was in 1811. And there was a comet at the same time that was seen that they called Tecumseh's Comet. And 3 months after that eclipse made the X is when the New Madrid went off, that there were hundreds of earthquakes. It caused the Mississippi River to flow backwards. And if that was to happen today on that fault line, we would have so much damage. So, yeah, we really need to pray that people turn because we don't want to see that happen.
No, again, you've surprised me with your knowledge. It's profound. But this is what my findings find as well through my own resources and studying. Is that these things happen about 3 months to a year afterwards in the fault. They don't know exactly why it happens.
The New Madrid fault line, there's a really deep fault line that goes from the northwest to the east across the New Madrid fault line, and it connects that fault line to the Cascadia fault line, which is the really dangerous one in the northwest.
John has a map called the Navy map, which a lot of people believe comes after earthquakes.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It shows the water.
Anyway, I just wanted to share that, Kurt. You're doing a great job, and I think it's important that people know that this could be we could be seeing the judgment being passed as well in the form of earthquakes. If we don't repent, like the message she's telling us, this is a wonderful show. Thank you so much.
It is. It's definitely a harbinger and a warning and a call to repentance. No doubt about that. And all of
us can
use that on an ongoing basis. So thanks a lot, you guys. I really, really appreciate it. I know we've got another caller on hold as well. And that's John in Texas. John, are you there?
Hello, ma'am. I understand that Detroit is a center for the Assyrian community, isn't it?
Well, I think probably the Assyrians are dispersed in many communities. Detroit's probably one of the big ones, I would guess.
And also in Chicago, Assyro and Chaldean. Chaldeans in Detroit, Assyrian in Chicago. But I don't know. Have they had any comment to make on this?
I don't know. Annette, do you have any comment on Assyrian communities in Detroit?
I really don't know. I think this is a message for all of America and all people. You know, I truly do. It's huge. It's not just the United States that's in trouble. It's the world. And the world needs the Lord.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you calling in, John. Anything else?
Yes, I would like to know what would you feel about if America disowned the founding fathers, sued to become part of the British Commonwealth, and made the British monarch the ceremonial head of state like she is in Canada, united with Canada, and became a North American Commonwealth, rather, and basically renounced the founding fathers and disowned them as a occultic apostates who created a an evil occult government that was in opposition and rebellion against God, and basically apologized for the American Revolution and said to the world, no, don't go this way.
Well, I tell you, it what certainly you seems like events could be heading in that direction. I think that you know, you're certainly bringing something to light that a lot of us have thought of and seen. No one really knows what shape their plan is going to take, but it's definitely going to take us away from the freedom that we all enjoy now. And we've got to do everything we can to sound the alarm against that. So thanks a lot. I really appreciate it, John, as always, for calling in. Thanks to my other two guests, Annette, and also our good friend in Florida. I really appreciate you, Charlie. Thanks for calling in. Hey, listen, I want to let everybody know, you know, at our company, Water Revolution, we're best known on the Liberty Man Show for our Ready Pure gravity-fed filtration device, and that's called the Ready Pure. And it's got two fantastic, very finely crafted ceramic gravity cartridges in it that contain infill media, not only to reduce and remove biological contaminants, but also take care of a lot of the chemical constituents that are coming into the municipal water and could be, you know, in the air as time goes on. So just a great device, the Ready Pure, very, very sturdy, a solid stainless steel construction, and are pretty famous now. A solid stainless steel billet spout that comes with the Ready Pure that will stand up against abuse, in contrast to a lot of the plastic spouts that are out there, which, you know, inevitably fail fairly quickly. You know, we talked a little bit with Annette about home-based businesses. I want to draw everybody's attention to a specific banner on John's website, thelibertyman.com, and that's the second banner talking about the LifeWave product. The LifeWave technology is absolutely incredible. I first learned about it, I want to say 16 years ago. My wife and I met David Schmidt. He was brand new with the LifeWave, was supplying it to a company, kind of a direct sales thing that we were involved in. And I remember sitting with him and his attorney in a basement office near Atlanta. And I tried to convince him that he needed to go ahead and start his own, you know, home-based business marketing company, you know, using that name LifeWave. And sure enough, over the next year or so, he went and did that. I was drawn off in some other business. I think it was some kind of a travel company that we were super excited about. We were a lot younger. We loved to travel. It looked like a great opportunity. We made good money. I'm kicking myself that I didn't get involved with LifeWave back then, because they've gone from $40 million to $400 million just in the last year and a half or so. And their flagship product called X39 is a tremendous stem cell boosting, non-invasive, you know, technology. It's not a transdermal patch. It's a special frequency technology that's keyed off with these devices that you simply put on your skin. Again, that's the second banner on John Moore's website. I would encourage you to go there, click on it. It's thelibertyman.com. The LifeWave technology is definitely something that you want to learn about for sure. And again, I just want to remind everybody, John's website is such an awesome resource. I mean, whether you're talking about freeze drying your own food at home, you know, having protection against any kind of an EMP strike, you're interested maybe in a log cabin or structure in the center part of the country, of course, his awesome consultations that he offers are just tremendous. I mean, for anybody that wants to really, you know, gain clarity and understanding, the John Moore private consultation is the way to go. I've spoken to a number of the folks that have used his services and are very, very pleased to have been working with him. So again, thelibertyman.com. So I was looking at the news today before we go into hour two here with Dr. Len. If I can just get my iPad to do what it's supposed to do. There we go. You know, anytime you host a show like this, even though you've spoken on it before, it's a little goofy because you're managing some technology. And, you know, if you don't do it every day like John does, you're not used to where all the buttons and everything is. So please just bear with me a little bit of patience. I was looking at an article in that News with Views website, which is a tremendous conservative source. And they're talking about how the gun sales are again skyrocketing in the U.S. I mean, people are concerned about the immigration. They're concerned about the rise in crime. They're out there buying, you know, rifles and guns like never before. And of course, I mean, we always recommend that somebody, before they even entertain such a thing as having a firearm, that they attend a well-done gun safety course. You know, we have a gentleman that speaks every Monday on the Liberty Man show. I think John calls that Gun Monday or Rifle Monday, something like that. But it's a tremendous resource. I mean, that fellow that speaks on there, that runs that training range in the central part of the country, is the most knowledgeable gunsmith, firearms creator, and instructor that I think I've ever heard from. I love listening to him every Monday. So check that out on Monday. And, you know, gun safety is so important. And you know, being able to protect yourself, so important, you know, part of our Second Amendment rights. So anyway, we've got a commercial break and then we'll be back. Thanks a lot to all our callers.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, awesome. We're back. Again, this is Kirk Finney in North Carolina with Water Revolution, standing in for John Moore today on the John Moore Show. Today is April 4th, 2024. We talked about how fast this whole year has gone by. I mean, it just seems like yesterday that it was the holidays, you know, and here we are now, you know, headed into month five. Just incredible. I want to, you know, mention just for a minute, you know, I just read this morning that there's going to be a brand new WHO you know, World Health Organization Pandemic Preparedness Treaty. And really, it's a global pretext to impose the medical martial law that Dr. Len, our next speaker, does such a good job talking about. You know, we need to all of us be concerned. We need to be very vigilant. You know, we need to be watching the news, you know, for various events that are coming out that can affect us. And there's so many different ways that the government, you know, can increase control on all of us. And the medical is kind of like a silent, subversive way to do it. And maybe we'll ask Dr. Len about that when he comes on. I think I've heard him speak about that specifically before, and it meshes perfectly with this article that I just read today. So many things happening out there today. You know, the food shutdowns, we've seen food factories closing. We've seen food transport interrupted. All kinds of different things happening, you know, as time goes on involving food. And I know, you know, when I watch Michael Yon, you know, who's also like John, a veteran, a Green Beret, when I listen to him and watch him, you know, he's always talking about, you know, be careful, notice the environment. Don't worry so much about the events and the sparks, but focus on the conditions. And one of the conditions that I heard him talk about in a recent interview last week was how anytime you see a state move into, you know, abject slavery, it always happens with a famine and a migration attached to it. There's always some kind of, you know, planned migration that causes issues in a country, followed then by a famine, you know, unrest, rise in crime. All these things always go together. So what we've been seeing over the last year is definitely not an accident. I mean, something and someone and some people are causing what we see happening right now in this country. I you know, I never visit McDonald's. I mean, maybe three times a year, you know, when there's absolutely nothing available. I'm driving, you know, cross state, middle of the night, McDonald's is open. If I'm absolutely starving, I'll stop. And, you know, I limit myself to two cheeseburgers. That's probably the least wicked thing they have there. And this morning, because I'm running around, we've got 3 hours on the show today. I have a commercial, a water installation for a doctor, you know, right after this show, which is about an hour and a half away. Didn't have time to make breakfast. Stopped at McDonald's. I got two Egg McMuffins. And I know, you know, there were three trans people. Now, listen, you know, we all have different feelings about this, but we live in a small town. I mean, this is a really small town in a very, very sparsely populated county. We have one of the sparsest counties in North Carolina. And there were three trans people that served me today at the drive-in, took my order, took my money, and another one delivering the food from the kitchen. And all of them were kind of like, you know, off kilter, you know, based on how I would. I just think that's pretty interesting. That's our end of hour.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.